Family First, we're speaking.
Hi, Ruth. This is Amy Flanagan. I had spoke to you yesterday.
Yes, hi, Amy. How are you?
Good, good. All right, so the first reason for my call is, I guess, I forget what it, Monica, is that her name?
Yes.
HR department?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So she had set up for my, I'm sorry, my home health care aide to go for his TB test today at 1:30.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I have good days and bad days. Today's a really bad day for me, so he can't really leave me because I have a lot of fall potential. So I did the 2 lab core, and they said for just to go on and reschedule. But I don't, you know, because it's being covered by you guys, I don't know if you guys have to do it or how does that work.
Right. So Monica's actually not at her desk yet now. So I can have her call you back as soon as she gets back to her desk so she can talk to you about it because I'm honestly not sure because I don't do the HR. Yeah, she would be able to, you know, assist you with it.
Right, because she scheduled the appointment, and when I called them, they said just go online and reschedule it, but it's asking for all, you know, his insurance information and everything. So I was just hoping maybe she could reschedule, and again, I apologize. And I did explain to her yesterday, you know, some days I have good days, some days I have bad, and today's just a day I can't be left alone. Yes. So, all right, and you have my contact number, it's the 835 number?
Yes,
270?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, then, if you could give me a call back, and I also mail, could you help me out on this, Ruth? Can you see, I sent a bunch of paperwork back that she had sent over to me, and I'm really, really bad with the phone. Like, I'm just, I want to see what I'm missing or... because she sent a lot of different emails and a lot of different documentation. And I did the best to fill them out. I did the question, he did the questionnaire thing, the 80. But I just wanted to make sure it was all received and if there's anything else that I'm missing that needs to be done.
Okay, so for as for the links that you completed, again, that's also up to Monica to check. You know, if we have everything in. Did you send in his IDs as well or not yet? Because that's also something that's needed.
Oh, you know what? I don't think I did, but I can. I can actually do that. I'm, like I said, I'm in bed today. You know, I'm on the
news. Oh,
so,
I hope you feel better soon.
Yeah, well, you know, it is what it is. So, yeah, I will go back through, but, like, there were so many links that were attached, I was losing track of them, but I will definitely send over. So, I believe she told me his Pennsylvania ID and a Social Security card, is that correct?
Yes, correct. Just a picture of both and just send us back. And then I believe that I told you yesterday also about the 2 years proof that he's living in Pennsylvania.
Okay, yeah, and right, and I do recall you saying that, but I'm not sure how to go about doing that. Like, I mean, I have an expired ID of his.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I would send the expired ID, the Karen ID, and a Social Security card?
Yes, perfect.
And then, okay.
And then I'll have Monica pull you back on the rest, okay?
Okay, perfect. And I just sent it to Monica's email, the same attachment that she sent all the documentation to the make. All right, perfect. All right, Ruth, yep, and if she could give me a call back at the area code 835 number, you know, so we can get this test reset. And again, just apologize for, you know, the inconvenience.
Yeah, I'll give that over. Okay.
Okay. All right, thank you so much, Ruth. Have a good afternoon.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.